We're back on Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. I see armadillos on the side of the road. I didn't realize they were such a big problem. Missouri has a roadkill problem in general. Alisa Nelson talks to State Representative Paula Brown about her proposed plan to clean up the roadkill.
So what inspired me was, several weeks back, I started getting all kinds of messages. Hey, have you seen all the dead deer on the side of the road? It looks terrible. Wow, it really looks terrible. Can you do something? You're a ranking member. I mean, I had those messages over and over and over again. And then I got a call from another representative on my side of the aisle who said, I'm getting all these crazy messages. People are really angry about all the dead deer on the side of the road. Then Representative Kent Hayden calls me and gives me the same thing. And I'm like, okay, so within a week's time, and actually within a four-day period, three of us from very different areas were getting messages from people, we're tired of looking at the dead deer on the road. So Representative Hayden called me and said, I'm going to file this bill. Are you interested? And I'm like, absolutely. I've had all this stuff going on. So we worked the bill. We filed the bill. Identical bills. They are rolling them together. We presented together last Thursday morning in the Transportation Accountability Committee. The background on this, 4 years ago when I came into office, one of the first things that I talked to conservation about in hearing was, why do we have all these dead animals on the side of the road? We got them to clean them up with the help of MoDOT, but it was a one-time thing. They never did it again. So there's all this weird background stuff melded into, this is why we actually filed legislation on it. I don't know that we have to have legislation on it, but we couldn't seem to get anybody's attention without it.
Were you getting these contacts? Were people reaching out? Was it more than one person? I mean, it wasn't like a troll or something like that. No, that's all I want to know.
Yeah, no, it was lots of people, and it was different people contacting each of the three of us. Mm-hmm. So Representative Hayden shows up at church in Sunday school, and his folks were like, what is this? I had a couple of my friends who travel back and forth down 55. And then I had some people that I don't know that were just constituents who had gone out to some conservation area and had counted several dead deer. And so I had at least 12 people contact me, either run into me someplace, give me a call on the phone. I didn't get any text, and then I'm not sure how many people contacted Representative Burton.
Okay. Now, you were talking about Department of Conservation. It was kind of a one-and-done thing before. So do we not have a system in place right now then to deal with the roadkill along the side of the roads?
So we have a rule of thumb, as far as I can tell. Typically, MoDOT, when they're cleaning up areas, will just take the dead deer and throw them either way off the shoulder or like into the right of way. What I learned was you can still see them, and our constituents don't want to see them. But the other thing I learned when investigating this was that sometimes MoDOT runs over these carcasses while they're mowing. I mean, so they mow twice a year and they mow over these dead animals. Whoosh. So there were several of my constituents who said, that's not okay. Because I've been talking to a lot of people about this bill, it has drummed up a lot of interest. Mm-hmm. So there is not, I mean, that's their rule of thumb. And that's all I can find to be in place. And they work with MoDOT. They do work together.
So under your bill, then, would it be something that MoDOT would be in charge of, Department of Conservation, or both?
Okay, so the outline of the bill would be MoDOT picks them up, delivers them to a conservation area where conservation will then bury them at least 3 feet deep. Because chronic wasting disease is a concern in some areas, they wanted that to happen. It has to be a certain amount away from waterways, etc. But they would be put back on conservation land, and then conservation would reimburse MoDOT for the work. And I believe that the fiscal note came out to $305 a deer.
So do you have an estimated cost annually for this?
So it looks like when you look at the fiscal note, you're talking about $900,000 to do this all over the state on the major highways. Now, our bill does read deer and other large animals. What we've learned is that elk and bear, which would be comparable large animal for Missouri, maybe mountain lion, they're already being picked up if in the very rare case that they get hit, because they're tagged and conservation is still studying them for, you know, patterns, living migration type patterns, living all the things that they would do tests on or research on. So those get picked up anyway. So really it does limit. We really do come down to deer on this one. Mm-hmm. I guess that you might want to include a feral hog, but typically they don't come near the highway. I've never seen a hog on the highway being hit, so.
I haven't seen a feral hog ever other than on TV.
Okay.
That would be.
I saw a picture of one in an area where they're hikers, because one of my constituents was like, holy smokes.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So this wouldn't cover like skunk or turtles or anything like that.
No.
I'm thinking of the armadillos.
We were having. Okay. I was having a conversation with someone today about really limiting the bill to deer today, because we don't want anybody to interpret that the skunks and the rabbits and the squirrels and the armadillos and those smaller animals, they MoDOT doesn't have the time or the manpower to pick those up.
Mm-hmm.
Deer are really visible, whereas those small animals, it looks nasty, but they disappear much quicker.
With the Department of Conservation, they actually would pick up like an elk or a bear. That would be conservation's duty then?
Well, I think that they have made that their project. When I talked to conservation, they said that we already picked those up because they're tagged and we're monitoring them.
Mm. Whereas you're not tagging and monitoring deer so much, right?
Right.
But still, I'm thinking the reason I ask is because I'm wondering why go with the Department of Transportation having to have this responsibility as opposed to conservation.
Because MoDOT says it's their responsibility. So when a department claims it is their responsibility, I don't think we want to get into the business of changing what all the departments consider their responsibility if they already own it. You know, does that make sense? So if MoDOT says, well, that's us, we're the ones who pick them up. Okay. So we stuck with that.
I see. Okay. Talk to me about any opposing arguments on your bill.
So we didn't hear any opposing witnesses in the hearing the other day, which I thought was kind of strange. Some people have said, you know, we're worried about spreading chronic wasting disease, but nobody has officially said that. There is Representative Hayden used to work on the Chronic Wasting Disease Task Force. I think that's what it was called. So I find him to be an expert on chronic wasting disease, and we've written identical legislation, and we presented it together. So I trust him to know about chronic wasting disease, how it's spread, and so I'm not worried about that. But that's the only thing I've really heard as far as that kind of thing. Now, if there is a concern about safety on the highway, stopping and removing those deer. So to explain now what happens, the highway patrol will sometimes just move the deer off, but they have lights and a car and people can see that. MoDOT also can do that. They can set up the scene as to how far back to put their lights and get it off the side of the road, etc. What we don't want is just anybody coming up and doing that, because it's not safe to be on a highway and stopping to remove something from the highway.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
But MoDOT is short of people, a lot of people.
So if they're short a lot of people, and this would be their responsibility to do, how do you deal with that? You know, you've got these dead animals, and they've got a shortage. How are you going to make this happen if they're dealing with such worker shortages?
So we have said that they could contract this out. So strangely enough, in the hearing the other day, we heard a story where Representative Taylor had a contract with the city of Columbia to pick up dead deer off the roads. So we know that those exist. And if we've said it's going to cost $900,000, we think that you could probably contract out and get that done. So let me be clear. While I'm not always happy that we use state money to pay private companies, we do it to fix roads and bridges. We do it for lots of different things. And so we have said, if you feel like you need to contract this out, we're not opposed to that.
State Representative Paula Brown of Hazelwood with her roadkill bill. This is Show Me Today, the Voice of Missouri.